Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. We are early in the month of May and a good time to check in on the state of our state's economy. Frank Heffner is one of our regular economists we like to check in with. He's the director of the Office of Economic Analysis at the College of Charleston, where he joins us now by phone. Frank, welcome back.
Well, thank you. You know, it's spring, and an economist's fancy does turn to regeneration of the economy, tight labor markets, and trade wars.
Well, we've had all of those topics in the news lately. Let's start with let's just go ahead and start with the overall outlook or current state of South Carolina's economy. We're doing pretty good, aren't we?
Oh no, pretty good is not adequate. It's better than pretty good. The whole United States economy and South Carolina's economy is growing quite well. You know, we have to have the other hand economist to say it doesn't mean everything's peachy keen. That doesn't mean every area is participating in the growth, but just anecdotally, just casual observation, just drive up I-26, go up I-95, I-20, and it's incredible the amount of traffic, and you realize in a declining economy, you don't get that much traffic. We've got container cargo going up and down the highway, we've got trucks, we've got people, and this is certainly reflected in the incredibly low unemployment rate, both nationally and at the state level, which is signaling what we finally have becoming concerned with, finally, is tight labor markets. On the plus side, this is a good time to graduate and look for a job because it is a tight labor market and there are a lot of openings out there that are not being filled.
And is the tight labor market driving costs up yet?
That's one of the conundrums. I mean, you know, in the standard model, textbook model, if you have such an increase in demand for labor, obviously wages will have to go up. But labor markets don't quite work the same way the simple models do. And the example I always give my class is, I may need to raise a wage to attract you to my firm, but I can't do that and not raise everyone else's. So it's not just like I can raise one person's wage. I have to raise everyone's. And so firms have been reluctant on that. But they're getting to the point now where they're competing with other firms, and they're realizing if they don't improve the wage level of their current employees, they're going to move. We're seeing this in the number of companies that are now giving stock bonuses. We've seen that recently in Charleston. Blackbaud just did it. We're seeing more and more companies giving signing bonuses. And these are things that did not happen 5 years ago. So that's clearly indications of tight labor markets.
And just raising the wages, though, would not be the sole solution to finding more employees, right?
Well, you're still stuck with the problem, and that is, as one Federal Reserve Board president once said in Minneapolis, there is no federal policy that can turn an accountant into a plumber. So if you need plumbers, you have a problem. And there's always that structural difficulty of matching skills with the openings. So yes, there's more tightness in specific skill sets. And those are hard, very hard to fill. So they become very competitive markets. And those are the markets where the wages are starting to go up much more.
Is all of this a result of just a really good economy and an economic recovery that's been 8, 9, 10 years now? Or is it issues going on with immigration or maybe a combination?
Combination. Now, it's good that you pointed out the recovery's been that long because early on in the recovery, everyone was doubtful it was a recovery. I'm looking at some of the news headlines from 5, 6 years ago. Is this a recovery? How long is it going to last? When's it going to be a downturn? And we just keep chugging along. The other thing is there's an issue of labor force participation. At a certain age, people that drop out of the labor force because they have lost their job, it's hard for them to get back in. Then the size of growth of population in the United States. If we're going to continue to create jobs at the rate we're going, we're going to need more people. Otherwise, we're going to see tight labor markets. So however anyone thinks you get more people, that's what we need.
Having more babies?
Well, that's an option, but the problem with that is the long-term solution, because typically, if I remember, you know, it took about 20 years before our children end up being productive. That's a long-term solution. The more immediate solution would be wider open doors for immigration.
Frank, as always, thanks for your time.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Frank Heffner is the director of the Office of Economic Analysis at the College of Charleston. We will have a link to his office posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and connect with us. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.